If you want in, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. This would be a pretty good time to get in. Danny's in Little Rock, and he wants in. Hi, Danny.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I just thought of a great comedy, funny movie idea, and based on what just happened in the NBA. So the guy's career is coming to an end. He was less than average. He thought, how can I stay in the NBA and get drafted? Or rather stay in and get some
team
picked up. Is that I now I'm gay, and I'm really not. And he did it based on, because he's gay.
It's the same story as...
It's like Soul Man.
It's just like Soul Man. I was just going to say the same thing. That's weird how that works with me and you right
there. Who gets the Ray Don Chong part in this movie?
Some other cutie pie, hopefully. How can a guy like Tommy Chong turn out a daughter like Ray Don?
Yeah,
I've never seen her mother, but she must be fine.
A beautiful mom?
I guess
must
so.
Be.
Anyway, Danny, it's an idea. It's not the worst idea I've heard for a movie. It's one of the better pitches I've heard in some time. This is an interesting story. We didn't get to this earlier. Great story out of the SEC. To me, this is a far more interesting story than the Jason Collins coming out of the closet story. There is a new bromance in the world of football and more specifically in the SEC. Two of the most high-profile quarterbacks. The two most high-profile quarterbacks in the SEC, perhaps in the country this year. You'd have a hard time making a case for anybody else getting in the mix on this. But Johnny Manziel, the Heisman Trophy winner, and A.J. McCarron, the starting quarterback on the national championship team, are ignoring their quarterback rivalry and are planning a beach vacation together this summer. USA Today spotted quite the Twitter exchange between Manziel and McCarron recently, providing just enough evidence the two plan to take a tropical trip later in the year. Back and forth, back and forth. You can read the tweets if you look online. So, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and they're only going to be battling against each other for conference supremacy again.
McCarron says, we are going to either Key West. Strongly suggest a Key West trip. That is a great time.
Yeah.
Might run into Jason Collins there. Or Cancun. Might run into Jason Collins there as well. It's a beautiful place. Key West. I haven't been to Cancun, but I hear it's nice.
Key West would be a great place to train. You can catch the chickens that are running around.
That's true. Key West is such a cool town.
Yeah.
Christy and I, our first anniversary, we did a Keys trip. We landed in Fort Lauderdale, rented a convertible, and drove down the Keys, stopping along the way. Key Largo, a little snorkeling, Isla Mirada, trip to the Chica Lodge, all the way down, ended up in Key West. Beautiful.
Key West is where I celebrated New Year's. I forget which year, but that's also when they dropped, instead of a ball dropping down, they dropped down a giant slipper with a drag queen in it. It was Sushi the drag queen that was being lowered. In this giant slipper.
The way I describe it to everybody is Key West is like a clean New Orleans. Anything goes, but there is not that funny stench that you get from New Orleans. And I love New Orleans, don't get me wrong.
And so, there's the chance you walk into a naked bar.
There's that.
Without realizing
exactly,
it.
I've done that too. And I walked into a bar where, but anyway. He also says, me and
5 seconds.
Don't ever let football bother us. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a funny dude. So Johnny Manziel and A.J. McCarron. Pals. For good.
For champions.